Today at the United Nations Security Council, Secretary of State Colin Powell gave an historic address, unveiling evidence against the regime of Saddam Hussein. Powell said Iraq is defying UN authority, maintaining and developing weapons of mass destruction. And he made his case with newly declassified satellite photos, intercepted conversations, and other intelligence information. How the Security Council interprets Powell's presentation will likely determine whether any war in Iraq is supported by the world body. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
Members of the Security Council have been waiting for weeks to hear the United States' evidence against Iraq. Reflecting the seriousness of the occasion, most of the 15-member nations sent their foreign ministers to the UN for Powell's presentation. The atmosphere was expectant, even tense. The Secretary of State lost no time in getting to the point. He recalled Security Council Resolution 1441, approved unanimously in November.
Resolution 1441 gave Iraq one last chance to come into compliance or to face serious consequences. No council member present and voting on that day had any illusions about the nature and intent of the resolution or what serious consequences meant if Iraq did not comply.
In measured tones that occasionally gave way to outrage, Secretary Powell then spent the next hour and a half cataloging what he described as an accumulation of facts and disturbing patterns of behavior by Iraq.
My colleagues, every statement I make today is backed up by sources, solid sources. These are not assertions. What we're giving you are facts and conclusions based on solid intelligence.
As administration officials had predicted, the clearest evidence concerned Iraq's chemical and biological programs, which also have been identified as the most serious area of concern by UN weapons inspectors. Powell presented a satellite photograph he said was taken last May. The secretary said it shows a chemical complex that Iraq has used for at least 3 years to ship chemical weapons from production facilities out into the field. The secretary pointed to what he described as a decontamination vehicle associated with biological or chemical weapons.
What makes this picture significant is that we have a human source who has corroborated that movement of chemical weapons occurred at this site at that time. So it's not just the photo, and it's not an individual seeing the photo. It's the photo and then the knowledge of an individual being brought together to make the case.
Secretary Powell also came equipped with recordings, in Arabic, of what he said were intercepted conversations by Iraqi officials. Powell recapped the conversation, which he said was a radio intercept just a few weeks ago of two officers in Iraq's elite Republican Guard.
Nerve agents, stop talking about it. They're listening to us. Don't give any evidence that we have these horrible agents, but we know that they do. And this kind of conversation confirms it.
One of the weapons inspector's main complaints about Iraq's level of cooperation is Baghdad's failure to account for vast stores of anthrax and other biological agents it is known to have had in the past. Powell says intelligence shows that Iraq has mobile production facilities used to make even more biological weapons.
We have first-hand descriptions of biological weapons factories on wheels and on rails. The trucks and train cars are easily moved and are designed to evade detection by inspectors.
Even more worrisome, Powell said, is evidence that Iraq is developing long-range delivery systems, including rockets and unmanned aerial vehicles that could be used to spread fatal toxins beyond Iraq's borders. The Secretary of State also accused Iraq of trying to obtain fissile material, the one ingredient it lacks for making the bomb. The Secretary asked why Iraq has made repeated covert attempts to acquire aluminum tubes that could be adapted to enrich uranium. Iraq maintains the tubes were intended for its rocket program. UN Inspector Mohammed Al-Baradei has not contradicted that assertion, but Powell says he doesn't believe Baghdad.
It strikes me as quite odd that these tubes are manufactured to a tolerance that far exceeds U.S. requirements for comparable rockets. Maybe the Iraqis just manufacture their conventional weapons to a higher standard than we do, but I don't think so.
Toward the end of his presentation, Powell turned to the issue of terrorism, accusing Iraq of harboring associates of Osama bin Laden. Powell said they're running a camp in northeastern Iraq where terrorists train in the use of toxins. Powell concluded his presentation by insisting Iraq is in further material breach of UN resolutions. Iraq, he said, is getting close to the day when it will face serious consequences for its continued defiance of the United Nations. What happens next will depend on whether other Security Council members agree with U.S. assessments of the intelligence and are willing to act on it. For the moment, Russia, France, and China say they still want to give weapons inspectors more time to work in Iraq. But Russia's foreign minister, Igor Ivanov, also said Russian experts need to analyze the data that Powell presented and draw their own conclusions. Vicki O'Hara, NPR News, New York.